Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. I'm joined tonight by our friends from Stourbridge Rotary, who come in once a month and talk about all the things that the Stourbridge Rotary are doing. And they had a couple of months off, but I'm pleased to say Fred Shaw, who you'll know from previous programmes with me, is here in the studio along with Sarah Morris. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Clive. Nice to see you.
And you. Thank you for coming in. I'm also joined in the studio by Armina and Alishba. Hello.
Hi.
Now, you're both in year five at Wollescote Primary School, aren't you? Now, you're young Rotarians, aren't you?
Yeah.
How did you get involved? Tell everybody about that.
So Mrs. Morris told us that if you write a really good letter, she'd pick 15 out of each class, and whoever had the best letter got to be a young Rotarian, and I was chose.
Brilliant. And what about you, Armina? How did you do it?
I wrote a letter to Miss Morris and Mr. Shaw about why I wanted to become a young Rotarian, and they chose 15 from each classroom, and I was picked.
Why did you both want to become young Rotarians?
I wanted to become a young Rotarian so I can make an impact on my amazing school and to make people understand like others' beliefs and that.
I became a young Rotarian to have an amazing influence on my local community and to change hate into respect and understanding.
And what have you been doing so far as part of young Rotarians?
We did a sponsored silence. So we had to raise money for children in need. We had to be quiet for half an hour, which was very hard.
Hey, you said that. I won't ask Mrs. Morris's opinion at this point, but carry on, sorry.
Yeah, it was very hard. We raised roughly about £500, and Mrs. Morris was nice enough to give us some colouring sheets, so we were all good to go.
Good. Excellent. And Armina, what have you been doing as well?
Me and the other young Rotarians gathered together and we planned an assembly all about harvest. It took us a lot of practice. Anyways, we asked the school to bring in food tins to give to our local food bank, who we were raising the money for. In the end, we all felt brilliant after donating all the food to the less fortunate.
Brilliant. That's a really, really good thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fred, young Rotarians, now this is part of your sort of area of business as far as Rotary is concerned, isn't it?
Well, yes, that's right, and we've been doing this now for about 7 years. So we take year fives every year, and from September through to the following July, and give them a series of events, if you like, to obviously get them involved in the community, but also to raise money for charities. And it seems to work really well. We raise probably about £1,000 every time that we do these projects.
That's really good.
It is. And this year's charity is Midland Air Ambulance. And they won't mind me saying that, of course.
They won't. They're great friends of us here
of course they are.
Black Country Radio as well. How do you go about selecting potential young Rotarians from the letters that we've just heard described?
Well, it's quite a large school, two-form entry, and you've got, I think it's about 40 children each year. So we'd like to do it with all of them, but we physically can't cope. So we have to limit it to around that 30 limit, the students from two classes, year nine. So we try to make it as fair as possible, but I do feel awful sometimes that children who want to be in it can't be in it. And they are selected, as the children have said, from letters they write, and it's almost like applying for a job, which is a great experience for them. And Mrs. Morris and myself choose the students from those letters they give, and depending on how good they are at learning things and understanding things.
Mrs. Morris, what does it mean for the school to have children as part of Young Rotarians?
Well, the Young Rotarians play a huge role in the school community, which benefits our school in many areas. They advertise school events, making sure all the children get involved, therefore ensuring inclusiveness. They advertise and plan our charity events, including informing the school community about the importance of giving, and what the money will be used for, which is really important. We've recently done an art project, and that's another opportunity to work with other people from the community, and so they get to know us as well, and what a wonderful school we are. We're going visiting different places of worship, promotes understanding, like the girl said. They go on to share what they have been involved in with other children. This ensures the message of responsibility for our planet, respect for other people that live in our community are passed on. With understanding comes peace and reduces conflict, I believe. They are always clearly demonstrating the values we promote at Woolascope, being polite, positive and proud, and I believe school gains an awful lot through having the young Rotarians.
Absolutely. How do you think they benefit, and then this sort of blends in with their studying at school and equipping them for later life?
Well, they get to put into practice some of the things that, you know, we teach them. We always teach children about respect and understanding of different cultures and religions. And by taking them out and actually getting to visit and talking to different people in the community kind of puts that to practice. And also with the raising money, we all know that we should do things for children in need and other people that are less fortunate. And they get to plan and organise that and speak to like, the air ambulance visited us, so they get to hear where the money's going, and then they get to share that. So it gives them a responsibility to become growing to citizens, good citizens who know the purpose of a community and respect and value that.
That seems, you know, important and key. I mean, Alishba and Armina, how important is you know, as you were saying, respect? To you, really?
Very,
very important.
Yeah.
What ways?
Like, this whole community should be respectful, because how you want to be respected, you should do that to the same as how other people should be. And it's really fair if everyone's respected, because there wouldn't be any bad things going around.
Armina.
Yeah, it's basically the same as what Alishba said. I believe that everyone should respect each other's beliefs, even if they don't believe that themselves. Because if they did that, there would have been no like fights or like conflicts between people.
And that's the thing, isn't it? If we understand, it's all about education. If we understand about different cultures, different beliefs, all sorts of different things in life, then it breaks down that sort of prejudice, doesn't it? Really,
yeah.
Now, so you're in year five at Woolascope. It's a long time before you actually leave school. But where do you think you might be going in the adult world as far as careers or further studies are concerned?
I actually kind of want to be a teacher when I'm older, because I like helping people to learn and everything. And I also like sports. So I might to want to be a PE teacher and that, because I love sports.
What sports do you like playing?
Football, netball, bench ball.
What do you enjoy the most out of those?
Football.
Which one? Football?
Yeah, because I'm in the girls' football team. So.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Good. Armina?
When I grow up, I would love to be a police officer or like an elder Rotarian.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can vouch for the fact that the elder Rotarians are lovely people in Stourbridge, because I became an honorary Rotarian just before Christmas as well. So I'm part of your... merry throng, I think, is the phrase I would use, Fred. How do you go about choosing your charities? I mean, you're talking here about the Midlands Air Ambulance. How does that happen?
Well, that's right. Each year we try to have a well-known charity. And last year we used we gave to Mary Stevens Hospice in Stourbridge. And I think we raised about 600 for that one, and then 300 for Children in Need. We always tend to go for Children in Need, and I think it was £500 this year, but then we chose we leave it to the children to choose. We give them a choice, but they chose Midland Air Ambulance. But it was important because the Midland Air Ambulance have said they're going to bring a dummy helicopter to the playground, and that was the clincher.
Excellent. Have they done that yet?
No,
yeah,
it's in,
not yet.
It's in June.
In
time.
June?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good. It'd be nice if you could get a go in the real one, wouldn't it, really? Yeah. Tell me about the other things that this programme's doing, because you've been on visits to Lye Mosque and Lye Parish Church, haven't you, Fred?
Well,
so expand a bit on that.
Okay. The idea here is that to try and get young children to understand different religions, and in that way we've some of them obviously go to the mosque anyway, but some of the girls here don't see all of the mosque. And so we do a proper conducted tour above ground and below, and it is quite interesting, quite amazing, in fact. It's worth going to see. We haven't been to Lai Church, which is the other side, being a Christian faith there. But we every time we've been there, it's been really fantastic to learn about somebody else's religion, how it operates, and that there are similarities between the two faiths. So we do that, and we've been involved with Woolascote Park and the Friends of Woolascote Park, and they had a recent art competition which we entered, and the young ladies here, you got second place, that's right, which is quite good, and they're going to convert these pictures into signs that will be Dudley Council are going to do those for us, and then they're going to put them up on posts in the park to sign the way to the sensory garden they have there, which is brilliant. And part of that is, well, they're going to do some planting in May in the sensory gardens, and then we're going to do some litter picking a little later on as well in the term time. So that's a couple of things we're doing. One of our biggest fundraising is the car wash. And we invite...
You're both involved in that, aren't you?
Yes,
yeah. We invite parents and teachers, obviously. Well, it's compulsory for teachers. and compulsory for me as well. So there's that. There's the... the biggest event of the year will be when they visit us at Rotary Club for dinner and for a business meeting. And you've been to one of those, Clive,
haven't you? I've been to a couple of them,
yeah.
Yes.
So you can imagine that we've got 30 of the children there mixing in with the adults and having, we hope, decent conversations about community.
You will.
Yeah, the lunches are legendary. I nearly ended up in an auction before Christmas as well. What other things are Rotary doing at the moment, Fred, generally just away from young Rotarians, just for a moment?
Yeah, well, we have a normal program that we have every year, and in fact there's you met our president Dale, and he's just completed his 200 mile walk around the coast of Wales from lifeboat station to lifeboat station.
Wow.
And we're not sure how much money we've got for that, but it should be some thousands. And then we've got the talk from Will Farmer,
I know Will Farmer.
And we'll probably have an auction as well. And then there'll be we've raised money as well through the hospice fate. We've walked a mile for polio, so we've collected money for that. So it's quite an extensive program, and we've given money to the shelter box, which you're probably aware of, the Rotary Shelter Box, and the Aqua Box, which goes abroad. We've collected money from Morrison's, and it goes on and on. Ultimately, we raise about £20,000 per annum.
And I bet collectively, young Rotarians and elder Rotarians, I bet you don't stop, do you?
It's continuous.
It is continuous.
Every day we're doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting times.
It is, definitely. What I want to know is, for anybody, any children of your age now listening to this, wondering about becoming a young Rotarian,
yeah,
why should they?
Because being a young Rotarian is a really good experience. Like, you, right now, you could only do this once in a lifetime, so we're actually not going to be able to come here anymore, so it's actually really exciting that we're here. And it's really fun to be a young Rotarian because, like, you're having, a goal to make the world a better place, like donating to children, and I think it's very good, in my opinion.
In my opinion, I think children like about my age should become a young Rotarian because it is a good experience for people to have once in a lifetime. Like, as if I'm here today, this is one of the best experiences I've ever experienced in my whole life. I've loved to be here. This is one of my dreams. I think they should become a young Rotarian because it's helping the community, local community, as well as wider communities. And it helps children in need, the air ambulance, helping the air ambulance save lives.
Yeah. Which is very important.
Yeah.
So, Fred, where can we get more information then for young Rotarians?
Well, it's probably through me because that's the project that I run, as an aside, if you like. So it's contact through the website. Rotary Club at Stourbridge, which is a normal website, and then it'll filter through to me, and I'll deal with the calls. So,
excellent. Yeah. One final thing I want to look at. You've got an assembly with the whole school, haven't you, at some point? Tell me about that.
This is the assembly that we present certificates and badges to the young Rotarians. It's quite a big event, and the mayor turns up for that one. I haven't invited the mayor yet, but I know that she'll come.
She'll come.
Yeah, she will come. And so we present certificates for the work they've done, and they put on a bit of an assembly for gathered people like the mayor and other Rotarians, presidents and whatever, and they present what they've been doing, and that's an exciting one for us.
Lovely. Well, thank you all very much for coming in, Alishba and Amina. Thank you very much. Thank you to Mrs. Morris as well. And thank you, Fred Shaw. And as you said, all the information is on your website and on your Facebook page as well. So thank you all very much for talking to Friday Night Clive. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 6:00 p.m. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by me, Clive Payne, and produced by Andy Caddick.